I was ordained a priest on July 2nd of 2005 at the cathedral in New Ulm, together with Father Mark Steffel. We were classmates. And then the next day, I went and I said the first Mass as a priest. I went to my home parish in Green Valley. It's just north of Marshall, Minnesota, where our farm was in the country out there. And I was at a time studying in the seminary in Rome, so my mom was back home helping organize a lot of the details. And I remember when we were talking one night, doing some planning, she said, "Well, what color napkins do you want?" And I said, "Mom, I don't care." I said, "I'm going to be a priest, and I'm going to say Mass. And it's going to be awesome. And everything else that planned will be great. So go ahead." Now, at the same time, it was also a very emotional time. My brother Jason had just he had been killed in the war in Iraq that year. He died in February, killed in action by a bomb in Iraq, and I was ordained in July. And a month after my brother died, my grandma died as well. She was in the nursing home, but she passed away. And so my first Mass, my intention for that Mass was for both of them. So you can imagine all the emotions also with that, right? But the most powerful moment in the midst of all of that, the most powerful moment was when I took the bread and the wine in my hands for the first time, and I said those words, "This is my body, this is my blood." And I knew that by the power of the Holy Spirit in my ordination, that at those words they changed. And at that moment, I was holding the body of Jesus Christ in my hands. It was a very powerful moment in my first Mass. When Jesus instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper, he instituted the priesthood at the same time. In the mind of Jesus, there's a link between the Eucharist and the priesthood. At the first Eucharist, he made the priesthood. And then he told the apostles, "Do this in memory of me." And so from that time on, the apostles and the priests celebrate Mass and give us the Eucharist. Now, to be honest, that's the easy part of my job, you could say, right? You know, you can learn to say Mass in a month, to be very honest, right? Seminary is 8 years, though. Because what do the scribes say in our gospel today? The scribes said, "You are right, teacher, well said. To love him with all of your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." In other words, if it isn't done with love, it isn't worth much. I must offer the Mass with love. If I'm just up here going through the motions, I'm not leading you to the love of the heart of Jesus, which is the point of my priesthood. That's why seminary is 8 years. Not to figure out how to say the Mass, because a part of what is supposed to help us be doing is that our lives get conformed to the Eucharist, to that love of Jesus. And that I live in my life the same love Jesus had. Jesus loved God the Father more than his own life. Jesus loved us more than his own life. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. That's the Eucharist. And that's the priesthood. To love God more than myself, and at every Mass pray with that love. That's my priesthood. But what about you? I want to talk to you today also about your priesthood. You know, coming to church is not a spectator sport, right? You also have a priesthood. From your baptism, you have a baptismal priesthood. And that means that you also are here offering the Mass. Yes, as a priest, as you know, I offer a Mass for an intention. That first Mass for my brother and my grandma. Every Mass here, I offer for whatever intention you've asked me to offer this Mass for. But did you know that you also can offer the Mass for an intention? Simply before Mass, turn to the Father and say, "Father, I want to offer this Mass today, the sacrifice of Jesus in my prayer, for this person or this thing. And I unite my prayer to the prayer of Jesus here at the altar, for this and for the salvation of the world. And then to do it with love. To offer this Mass with love. Because again, right, it's the same as true for you. It's really easy just to show up, to go through the motions, to say the words. But what the scribe said was to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more. Is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Your priesthood means that you also must be conformed to the Eucharist, to Jesus' love. Your life must be conformed to that. That it's not just coming to church, but all every day of your life, all through your week, in your priesthood, you love God more than yourself by the way you live your life. That you love others more than yourself as you live your life. And then when you come here, your very life becomes an offering to God. That's the point of your priesthood. That's what happens at every Mass. Your life becomes an offering to God. You bring all of those little sacrifices that you've made through your week. I don't say little because they're not, because they're easy. I just say little because we're human. Jesus was much larger. But you bring him those things, but then you also bring him those places you've tried but failed. Right? And we place all of those on the altar. And here's the thing. When you do that, up until that moment, it's just been you living your life. But when you do that, Jesus takes that life, your life, and he makes it holy. He redeems it. He brings good from everything that has happened. He redeems it. That's the power of your priesthood in the Mass. And he makes your life holy. So pray the Mass with love. With love. I think one of the things that helps us do that is the moments of silence at Mass, just to get very practical for a moment at the end here. Because the church knows that it's the most powerful prayer in the world. But the reality is when we say the same words every week over and over again, it can get very routine, right? And we fall into just going through the motions. And so the church says, no, there must be some moments of silence in the Mass. So that you're taking the chance to turn your heart to God and to personalize it in a sense. That's what the silence is for. Think about it. Like we talked about last week, before Mass, you take a time of silence to pray. What's my week been? What do you want me to do for you today? And in the first moment of silence at Mass, I say, my brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins. And so prepare ourselves to celebrate these mysteries. And then we pause. What are you doing during that time? Why does Father take so long? Why am I pausing so long? Because I'm thinking of my sins. Honestly, that's why I'm taking so long. I'm thinking of what my sins are. And then tell God you're sorry. And maybe in that prompting, it's like, wow, there's a heaviness. I think I need to go to confession sometime. It can come up, right? And then we do the glory to God, and then I say, let us pray. And again, we pause. And I know I pause a lot longer than other priests do. I get it. But what are we supposed to be doing in that pause? Praying. Let us pray. Imagine the Father looking at you. You are his beloved sons and daughters. We're his family. As he looks at us, we turn to him, and every one of us saying, Father, this is what I'm praying for today. For this thing that's going on, I'm offering this Mass for that. Okay? After the readings, after the homily, is just a short pause so we can stop and say, what did I hear? What is God speaking to me today? And then as we offer the gifts, we're taking that life like I talked about. And with the bread and the wine, I'm saying, Father, here's my life. I'm placing it on the altar with you. And then we kneel down and pray. Think of Jesus himself right here at that moment saying those same words. He's speaking them to you. This is my body, my blood. And then lastly, after communion, we go back to our pews. And we kneel down and thank God and rest in His love. Today, for the first time after communion, we're going to put the Eucharist in our new tabernacle. At that time, we're going to just take a little extra time to pray. We'll sing a special song and just a little bit of silence. And in that silence, just let it be a very special time of prayer for you, where you really welcome Jesus into our church and into your hearts and your lives. And then at the end of Mass, strengthened again by that grace, I say, Deacon says, go forth, the Mass is ended. And you go out. You go out to love like that again. That's your priesthood. Jesus says today, if we do this, you are not far from the kingdom of God.